This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police opened fire in lower downtown last weekend when a suspect flashed a gun, but the officers hit five other people who were leaving bars at the time. CPR's Allison Sherry heard from those victims.
24-year-old Bailey Alexander was at a food truck with some friends when she heard a gunfire and felt warmth around her shoulder and back. She had been shot by police.
Just very grateful that we're all still here.
Alexander is expected to make a full recovery. DPD says three officers fired seven rounds. The suspect was also hit and is expected to survive. He faces criminal charges. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Fort Collins woman will serve 2 years probation after lying on a petition to prevent a Colorado State University police officer from accessing guns. Susan Holmes was found guilty of perjury for claiming she was related to CSU Corporal Philip Morris, who fatally shot her son Jeremy in 2017. Morris and another CSU officer were cleared by an investigation into the shooting, according to the newspaper The Coloradoan. The Coors family says it will spend nearly $1 billion to develop land it owns in downtown Golden. CPR's Andrew Villegas says five city blocks will be overhauled for the project.
The founders of the Coors Brewery have owned the property for nearly 140 years. Right now, it's used for its ceramics-making business, Coors Tech. But starting in 2023, they'll begin turning it into hotels, hundreds of residential units, and space for new businesses. The Denver Business Journal reports that they expect to spend more than $900 million on the site. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The January 6th committee meets again this evening, and we will carry that live starting at 6 p.m. It could be the last hearing for a while for the U.S. House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. And those proceedings move to what they call prime time for more on what was happening at the White House while people were breaking into the Capitol. Our live coverage starts tonight at 6. And Morning Edition continues here on CPR News.